welcome to Generation Justice. I'm Polly Dinetka.
And I'm Jason Fuller.
We are broadcasting from the University of New Mexico, KUNM 89.9 FM, news and music that connect.
Generation Justice is a multimedia project aimed at youth between the ages of 13 and 25 to create media that is committed to inspiring social change.
Tonight's show was imagined and produced by Generation Justice member Luna Olavarria Gallegos. It's all about the power of art and music and the importance it plays in social movements.
Tonight, we're pleased not to just have music, but the insight and spirit of two nationally recognized hip-hop artists. Iself Divine, who was interviewed by Marcus Berumen.
And you, Jason, had a chance to sit and talk with another inspiring hip-hop activist, Brother Ali. Then Alma Olavarria Gallegos and Alina Tavares Shelley tell us about interviewing the dynamic Panamanian music duo Los Soracas.
We will feature music from all three of these artists, along with Alina and Alma, talking about their own local experiences in art and activism.
Here is a potent example of music and activism. The song is titled Living Under Siege by Iself Divine, featuring Brother Ali and Nate Collis. Only wanna breathe. Business of cocaine, covering the streets, taking nothing free. Look at what you've done to me. Got me crying out to God, give me some relief. Cracked in demons thriving, hear the screams of dying dreams through the evening silence. Mosquitoes climbing through the screens, fiends evil eyeing. Dealers keep an eye and greased and got a spider like sense for when the heat is rising. Neighbors sneaking by them, pocketbooks they squeeze beside them. The idea of art and activism is not new. Many artists like Picasso, Frida Kahlo, and Bob Dylan used art to bring awareness about the loss of justice around the world.
No argument here. And actually, Pauly, some genres of music, like hip-hop, were created in an effort to call out injustices in urban communities.
Our very own Marcus Berumen had the pleasure of meeting Iself Divine at the International District Community Garden. That's a part of SWAP's Project Feed the Hood.
Iself Divine is a conscious hip-hop artist from L.A., who has stuck with hip-hop's early core values by speaking against disparities and inequities in society.
Here's Marcus Berumen talking with Iself Divine.
Hello, my name is Marcus Berumen. I'm from Generation Justice. I am over here at a beautiful garden known as Feed the Hood. I'm here today with Shaka and my colleague. How are you today? It is wonderful, especially being in the hood and being able to connect with you and be able to hear what the influence behind the garden is and what's important. Let's start off with a simple question. So, what is your background? How long have you been involved in music, art, and just normal conditions? I would say that all of my life, my mother was an artist as well as an activist and a community organizer. So, this is what I was born into. So, it's no mistake or coincidence that I'm here today doing music that is about social consciousness and being able to change systems.
Would you say your mom kind of just inspired you to do all this?
I would definitely say my mom inspired me. Without my mom being able to show that level of guidance and to be able to tell me, you know, what was right and wrong, and to understand who I am as an African American male and what my duty is in terms of continuing the legacy of social justice.
So, in your opinion, what do you think about this hip hop and rap that's playing nowadays on the radio?
Well, to me, the songs that are being played today aren't the effect of the neighborhood, and I think those were the change makers living in buildings that are far away from the hood. I know now that the hip hop is dead, and to a degree, a certain part of hip hop is dead in terms of that innocence and innocence is lost. With the music today, let us say it's more of a commercializing and commodification of hip hop, and not really talking about some of the struggles that most of everyday people are facing.
Do you have any favorite rappers? Well, doesn't have to be from now. Maybe you know, if you have any.
Public Enemy, I just recently on this tour got a chance to have met Chuck D. I was able to sit down and talk with him more extensively. So, to me, when I think of some of the forefathers of conscious music, along with KRS-One, Public Enemy, I like Nas.
So what type of work do you do as the director of organizing for the community building that helps community center?
So, we run a 8-month community organizing training. We focus on racial justice and country building with institutionalized oppression, institutionalized and internal privilege, structural. Racism, and talk about the different ways to consider racism, as well as the ways to
actually go with it. In your opinion, how does music and social justice connect?
The way I've seen music, when I think about how music and social justice connect, always reflect that, you know, it's really in rock in terms of helping me start off an action, you know, by bringing in a spiritual component into the work, because that's what sustains us. This work is very hard and very difficult, you know, for us to get through. So, with that said, we have to keep our spirit fulfilled. For me, growing up in Southside, Los Angeles, in terms of the conditions that I was in, I didn't have a historical context that it was systematic. And so, for me, you know, if I didn't have the kind of mama or parents that I had to understand that this is systematic and designed, you start to internalize that and just think that this is what you deserve. And so, with music, it's an opportunity to talk about reaching issues of gentrification and to talk about that it was systematically designed through policies, whether it be issues of the GI Bill or issues of family expansion going through neighborhoods of color that had economic stability. You know, so it's important to be able to talk about some of the things we know in a way that's a little more creative with music as the backdrop.
You heard us talk a little bit about what we do at Generation Justice in our youth group and just how we just present ourselves on the radio. Do you have any advice for us at all?
I mean, at this point, Tom, no, I don't, because I think that you have excellent guidance and in terms of being able to have that intergenerational piece, which is very important because there's a lot of wisdom that's coming from our elders, as well as a lot of collective wisdom that's coming from you. And I always push for the anti-charismatic leader model of one and the collective genius of many. So the example you use to exemplify the collective genius of many.
The main goal is just to do a great impact on the communities and the state and just, you know, kind of let them know about the issues and what to do about it. Just hear those there that you know everybody and definitely not. So we're going to take one of the kids down. Take the time to get us an
This interview was really powerful, and it showed how music can be used as a real tool for social change. I really like that.
True. And I thought it was pretty cool that Iseult Divine's mother was a community organizer, activist, and poet who used her voice to fight for change. Now, her son follows in her footsteps, but music is his weapon.
Here's a track from Iseult Divine titled Exist to Remain.
I can't help, I see the world different. Protesting rallies kept my mind shifting. Outlaws within a nationalist and activist. Pacifists and militants made a track of this lifestyle of being a rebel, being an outcast and fighting the devil. Growing up, it was a hard load on my heart and mind, cause how I lived in my household.
The saying, birds of a feather flock together, is apparent. How else can you explain thought-provoking artists like Iseult Divine, Brother Ali, and Immortal Technique on tour together?
Exactly. And Jason, didn't you get the chance to speak with Brother Ali?
I sure did. His interview's up next.
Brother Ali is a hip-hop artist who combines messages of civil rights within his street melodies. In his interview with Jason, he addresses the role of music and how it redefined his identity. Enjoy.
And whatever comes up, comes out. We don't put our hands on our mouth. I stand for what I'm about. Unknown, but I'm still a soldier. Can't let them go home till I win them over. My youth was training. It's very clear. Every year
we're here with Project Future. We're here with Brother Ali. And he's here for we're just honored to have him here with us today. He's provided us some insight into your background and how it's going to impact the community. I was born in Madison, Wisconsin, and I never moved around a lot, so I was always in the school that I went to. I never went to the school for more than a year, except for one job. So I was moved in. I was in Michigan a lot, but I was in the school for the camera. And, you know, being out by them, it was looking different. And, you know, in the 80s when I was growing up, I experienced just being ostracized. I didn't realize it at the time. But it felt like, you know, there was society, I just wasn't part of it. I just started back when I was like 8 years old. But I guess I never really did anything else. It became a way for me to have an identity really that made me being albino a good thing. Because it made it part of the package of the rapper. So it was a way for me to express myself to be more than just a weirdo, you know, but to be somebody powerful.
While speaking with Brother Ali, I gained a sense of all of the countless ways that music impacts our lives. For me, this type of music raises the profile of social justice issues.
During Brother Ali's interview, I really liked how he said, "Our movement is only as strong as we are." so we have to heal ourselves in order to make a stronger movement. After such a poignant discussion, it's only fitting that we play this track from Brother Ali, titled Freedom Ain't Free.
We hope you like these interviews with Brother Ali and Iself Divine. And if you would like to hear more about what they had to say, you can watch the videos on our website at generationjustice.org.
I don't like my life, I gut it and rebuild it. Keep nothing but God and my children. I kill the devil wherever he resides. Even if he hiding in me, he got to die. I killed little Jason, he was only 15. Sewed his good traits together, made Ali. Filled his lungs with the Quran until he breathed. Let him walk, but kept him on a short leash. Here he stand now, 17-year-old man child. Ain't asked nobody for a motherfucking handout.
You are now tuning in to Generation Justice on KUNM. Tonight, we're talking about art and activism.
Like Iself Divine and Brother Ali, there are a growing number of hip-hop artists that are going back to the roots of this genre to call out injustices. The Oakland-based Panamanian bilingual group Los Racas use their music to talk about the many social injustices they see.
Our very own Oma Olavarria Gallegos traveled to Red River, New Mexico with Elena Tavares Shelley to interview Los Racas at their concert. Here's Luna Olavarria Gallegos speaking with Oma about meeting Los Racas and how they use art for activism.
So I'm Alma Olavarria Gallegos, and I am in 11th grade, and a couple months back I interviewed Los Racas.
Can you tell me a little bit about what Los Racas is, where you interviewed them?
Okay, so we went up to Red River, and there was like an annual concert, and we went up there and asked Los Racas for an interview, and they're this famous band. They're bilingual, but they mostly sing in rap in Spanish, and they're from Panama and also like Oakland.
What did you like about the show? What do you like about them?
I like that they rap about their experiences, both like their experience is in the ghetto. Like Los Racas actually comes, the title of their band actually comes from a Panamanian slang called Rakataka, which means someone in the ghetto, and it's generally very like derogative, but they like named themselves Los Racas to kind of reappropriate that and claim that like title. And the concert was amazing, but they were also like, Red River is like this like white town in Colorado, and they're the only Spanish band up there that was playing, so that was also really interesting. A lot of the people there had never heard Spanish rap before, nothing like they were what they were showing. So that was really fun too, yeah.
So, like, what did you talk about with them?
Well, we kind of just talked about their activism through their music. We talked about first how they, Racadun and Racarico, they're the two cousins, how they just kind of started off as messing around. Racadun was writing lyrics like a journal, but more just like rap to like get out his feelings, especially about the transfer from Panama to Oakland that was very different. When they were young, they moved from Panama to Oakland. And so they saw the two different sides of the two different countries, two different places where they lived. And they were saying that traveling has helped them a lot because they see both the good and the bad, and like has broadened their views, and they can see like both the good in Oakland and the bad in Oakland, and the good in Panama and the bad in Panama. And that has like helped them become like more of a whole person and have more understanding and compassion towards everyone. So we're talking about how they saw that, especially in Panama, that people are very, they're just like taking what the media is saying. And so through their music, they want to like get out and acknowledge the different issues that are going on. Like in Oakland, there's like the issue of like prostitution. So they talk about that in their songs. And pimping, which is like a very real lifestyle in Oakland. And so they talked about that. And how in Panama, like, they feel like dark skin isn't as beautiful as light skin. So they talked about that as well.
What do you like about their style? Like, what made you want to interview them in the first place?
Okay, well, the first thing that I really loved about their music is I listened to this song called Africana. And it's just about like how beautiful African women can be and how beautiful African women are. And that was really powerful for me because there's a lot of like whitewashing in the media right now. And there's a lot of like the like stereotypical beauty is very like white centric. And in Latin America, South America, people like use bleaching products and stuff for their skin. and try for like the ideal white image. I also saw that I traveled this summer to Paraguay and I lived there for a while, and I saw that a lot of the people there like really just like thought anyone who was blonde and like had blue eyes was so beautiful, and that was really sad because that had like a lot of self-hate for the people living there. They like didn't find themselves as beautiful like as a white person. So when I heard their song Africana, I was really inspired by that song. It was like telling people that like African women can be just as beautiful as anyone else. Dark-skinned women are just as beautiful.
But it's interesting that it's not only you're just as beautiful, but it's like eres especial, sobrenatural, like you're very, very special. Like, and then also describing his mom, his aunt, and his grandmother as black. And I think that's also really important because like I think a lot of times people have to choose between being African and being Latino, but like people ignore Afro-Latino identity, like being black and from Latin America. So he's acknowledging that and then acknowledging that it's beautiful and that like you're like gorgeous, you're like amazing. And I think that that's something that I rarely hear. And then one thing that they mentioned in their interview is the song Hablamos del Amor.
Yeah, so we talked about Hablamos del Amor, translates into like let's talk about love. That's a song they wrote to talk about how many of the artists nowadays you see going out and rapping about stuff very angrily, about like experiences that have happened to it, and just like rapping about like terrible experiences, and they just felt like there was an overwhelming amount of angry or like mean raps that there's a lot of people that weren't talking about love. And so they wanted to talk about, like, how to, like, love everyone. And it's a very impactful song.
As, like, a young woman who's traveled a lot, who listens to their music, why is it important to you that there are artists that talk about important issues like this?
Well, through art, it's, like, a very easy way to get out your opinions. And if you put it through a song that's, like, so beautiful, like, all of their work, I really love it. And just, like, the beat and, like, the rhythm, like, captures my attention. And then once you listen to the words and once you, like, understand how they're feeling, then you it's easier to, like, understand what's going on, understand their point of view. And for me, it's one of the ways that we can like benefit from media, because there's a lot of like negative messages right now being sent through the media, like about a ton of stuff. You can just like consume so much negative messages through the media, but there's also so many great things that you can receive through the media. And like when you listen to music that's really impactful and you can associate with a song, like you can play it again and again and like understand their point of view without having to talk to them like with an interview, and without having to meet them, you can understand how different people feel all around the world. And I love traveling, so it's like being able to travel and like meet new people, but without having to leave home, without having to like pay a ton of money. Especially because Los Racas, you can download all of their music free online. So that's also another thing that's really great about them.
Thank you for being with us today.
Los Racas' music plays respect to their heritage and has messages of activism while staying true to their roots.
Thanks, Alma, for mentioning their song Africana. When I was younger, I struggled with my identity, since the beauty of women of color in our society isn't celebrated. It's awesome that they're drawing attention to this issue and celebrating true beauty. Here's Africana by Los Racas. Our very own Luna Olavarria Gallegos produced our next piece, talking with two young New Mexican artists and activists, Alina Tavares Shelley and Alma Olavarria Gallegos. Alina and Alma describe why they find activism through art important, and how young people can show their own activism through art.
Here are Alma and Alina with Luna, talking about activism through art.
Welcome. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name is Alina Tavares Shelley. I'm a junior at Albuquerque Academy.
So I'm Alma, Alma Olavarria Gallegos.
Why is this important to have? Like, why can't, like, music stay separate from, and art stay separate from activism?
You know, I think that, you know, art through activism is really powerful because, you know, I think a lot of the problem with, like, activism is that, is finding an audience and finding, like, a large, like, group of people to listen and to care and, like, to take action. So many more people listen to music. So if you incorporate, you know, activism into, like, your lyrics and into, like, who you are as, like, a celebrity or as, like, a personality, then you're, like, really broadening that audience and you're forcing people to, like, listen.
Activism through art is important because art is, like, an expression of your own self. And a lot of people take art to express how they're feeling, to express how the world around them is affecting them or how they're affecting the world. And it's a way to share that with multiple people in a broad way. Like, if you put your art up in a museum, all of these people can come and see it and understand a little bit more about who you are as a person and about your own thoughts. So if you are a singer, a lot of people can listen to it on the radio or just, like, download it at home and listen to it, and they can learn more about who you are as a person.
Are there any other artists that you consider, like, also activists who choose meaningful topics throughout their songs?
Yeah, what an artist that I, you know, like, really respect and, you know, like, really support is MIA. And, yeah, so MIA is Tamil, and she, you know, like, incorporates a lot of, like, those those activist topics in her music, and also is an activist outside of her music.
What is Tamil?
It's an ethnic group of, like, southern India and Sri Lanka. So it's an ethnic minority in Sri Lanka too, which contributed a lot to her upbringing because her father was part of, like, the rebel group in Sri Lanka that was Tamil based. So, like, based on the Tamil of a minority. Yeah, but MIA, she, I think, has, like, a lot of powerful messages, and she's really not afraid to, you know, like, want success, but not, like, compromise her message. And I think that she also is a really important artist, like, visually and, like, in her music videos, like, in her album artwork, her photographs. Like she is, like, really not afraid to express, you know, whatever she feels like she wants her artwork to be. And, yeah, so, like, for an example, a song that she just put out on her most recent album, Matangi, is Boom Skip.
Brown girl, brown girl, turn your shit down. You know America don't wanna hear your sound. Boom, boom, jungle music, go back to India. With your crazy shit, you're bumming up the area. Looking for your Instagram, looking for a pentagram. All I say is boom.
Are there any other forms of art that also inspire activism, or, like, that is it only musicians that incorporate activism in their art form?
No, definitely not. You know, there's a lot of artists that I think are, you know, trying to, you know, advocate activism through art, but I think music is the most notable just because it has the biggest audience, you know. But, like, for example, I recently saw Stacey Ann Chin.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How was that?
Yeah, that was really awesome. Stacey Ann Chin is a Jamaican-born, like, spoken word poet who recently, but she has a book out, which I'm reading right now.
What is it called?
It's called The Other Side of Paradise. And, yeah, so I saw her recently, and I was in a room of, like, 100 teenagers, and she was just such a powerful artist, like, speaking about, you know, her childhood and, like, where she came from, and she just, like, was such a great performer, and everyone was just, like, cheering and, like, snapping and standing up and clapping, like, just, like, standing ovation. And, you know, that was also powerful, and that wasn't even through the internet or through that was, you know, like, you could really feel the energy in the room, and, like, that was powerful. But, yeah, so, like, artists, spoken word artists like Andrea Gibson or Stacey Ann Chin, they're talking about their experiences and they're trying to, like, speak about equality. I think that's also, you know, like, a different side of activism through art that doesn't have anything to do with music.
So, Alma, you're, like, an artist yourself. How do you, like, do you think it's important for yourself to, like, have activism through art?
Yeah, definitely. I've worked on a couple of pieces. Actually, I'm working on, I finished a piece at school that I made. We had an assignment to make a huge poster of a figure drawing. And so I chose to do one of my relatives who, last year in her school, she wanted to have Israel-Palestine talks about the conflict in Israel-Palestine. But the school was really unreceptive towards that because they didn't want to, like, anger anyone. And they, like, there was a lot of protests about talking about Israel-Palestine conflict. So she was kind of shut down a lot in that way. And so I drew a piece of, like, of her, like, twirling with a Palestinian scarf so that it could be, like, hung up and kind of just show, like, my, like, quiet way of saying, like, I'm still, like, thinking about this and we're still, like, want to talk about it. That way they had to hang them up. All the pieces were hung up in the dining hall where the students eat. So, like, when you walk in, if you look around at the pieces, you can see, like, that piece, and it's kind of, like, my silent testimony of, like, this still needs to be talked about, and there's still, like, something that needs to be said. And when you show your activism through art, it's just, like, showing a part of yourself when you don't hide it away or you just don't confine it to any one aspect of your life, then you can talk about it, and that can promote change. And that's why it's important, because if people are talking about it, if people are seeing it, if people are listening to it, then you can talk about change, and you can talk about what to do to, like, move forward as a society or move forward as a person.
Thank you for being with us today.
And it's a pleasure. Thank you, Luna.
Through art and activism, those who have been silenced by government or local institutions have an outlet to express their points of view.
It was great to hear other young people talking about art as a form of activism and self-expression. To read a blog post from Alma and Alina about their interview with Los Racas, head over to generationjustice.org.
Next up is the song Morning in America by Brother Ali.
A button killer mill, yeah. See the anguish of the parents when they're carrying the body of a baby that they cherish. When innocent people perish, it's a very thin line between a soldier and a terrorist. Murder, murder, kill, kill, kill. Death and destruction.
Sadly, we've come to the end of our show. We want to give thanks to everyone who made this show possible.
We want to thank Iself Divine, Brother Ali, and Los Racas for taking time out of your schedules to discuss the importance of conscious music and its role in activism.
A special thanks to Luna Olavarria Gallegos for being the producer, editor, and architect of this show. Also thanks to Alina Taveras Shelley and Alma Olavarria Gallegos for interviewing Los Racas and providing us with great insight into the relationship between art and activism.
Shout out to Marcus Baruman for conducting a phenomenal interview with Iself Divine.
And we'd like to thank my co-host, Mr. J.A.Y., for his excellent interview with Brother Ali.
This show is produced by Luna Olavarria Gallegos, Roberto Rael, Melissa Harris, and Rashad Mahmoud. Editing was done by Luna Olavarria Gallegos, Alden Bruce, Polly Deneclaw, Rashad Mahmoud, and me. Kamaria Umi was our engineer for tonight's show.
Thank you to all of our youth media makers here at Generation Justice. Without you all, we would be incomplete.
Make sure to check out our website, generationjustice.org, where you can listen to all of our past shows, see our music playlist, and watch our videos, including the videos, interviews with Iself Divine and Brother Ali.
You can also see the music playlist on KUNM.org by searching for Generation Justice.
We're also active on social media, so please like us on Facebook by searching for Generation Justice, and follow us on Twitter, @GenJustice, tweet, tweet.
Generation Justice is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, with additional funding from the McCune Foundation, and of course, all of you who have contributed to our project by visiting our website and clicking Donate.
We are now recruiting for more Generation Justice members. Are you interested in multimedia journalism? Do you want to use media to make a difference?
If so, then you should definitely check out Generation Justice. Go to our website, generationjustice.org, and download an application today. Thank you again for listening.
I'm Jason Fuller.
And I'm Polly Dinatclaw.
We'll close with a couple of songs and then spoken word.
See you all next week.
Deuces.
You always get the last line.
El pobre sigue pobre y el rico sigue rico. Ya los niños no están ni juegan al carrito. ¿Qué estará pasando con la unidad? Ya la paz ni existe en la comunidad. Mucha gente inocente se muere oprimida. Hasta el presidente es un homicida. La cura para el SIDA. Y dime dónde está. Para la ignorancia, tiempo de cambiar.
They think you fully armed black in America. I wanna turn my whole back on America. They make it hard to be black, it's empirical. Got your hoodie on, they wanna stare at you. They think you fully armed black in America. I wanna turn my whole back on America. They make it hard to be black, it's empirical. Black kids guilty till a jury find them innocent. That is clearly why some children get so militant.